Let me ask you something real. What do you do when you finally figured out who you are? You've finally gotten aligned, and now the people closest to you are still responding to the version of you that no longer exists. This one is for the woman who's had the audacity to evolve and is now feeling the pressure of everyone wanting her to go back to who she was. This is Tell Your Truth, the podcast where we stop sugarcoating, stop hiding, and start owning the role we play in creating our own lives. I am Shamika Brown Upshaw, Emmy Award-winning Business Operations and Program Management Director, turned Spiritual Mindset and Business Coach, and founder of Spark Life Coaching and Business Planning. And let me say this up front, your truth isn't just in what you say. It's in the results you're producing, the energy you're carrying, and the reality you're living. It's in the money you make or don't, the relationships you build up or burn down, and the risk you take or talk yourself out of. You see, your life is proof of what you believe, whether you admit it or not. Your results, they do not lie. They are the receipts of your mindset, your habits, and your choices. And if you keep ignoring the truth in front of you, you will keep rewriting the same chapter instead of turning the page. So if you're tired of spinning your wheels, tired of saying you want more but never making a move, tired of playing small when you know you're meant for more, welcome home. Every week we're going beyond the surface, calling out the lies we tell ourselves, releasing the patterns that no longer serve us, and shifting you into alignment with the life you actually want to live. Because the truth will set you free, but only if you stop running from it. This is Tell Your Truth. Welcome back to Tell Your Truth, the podcast where we stop sugarcoating, stop hiding, and start owning the role we play in creating our own lives. Okay, so you've done the work. You've healed, right? You've unlearned. You've reclaimed your power. You're finally walking in your truth. And now folks around you are acting like you flipped the script somehow without warning. Your growth, it made them uncomfortable. Your clarity was an inconvenience. Your boundaries, a threat. Woo! Today we're getting into what happens after the breakthrough. The resistance, the friction, that moment when you've changed but your life hasn't caught up yet. This is where a lot of women fall back into old patterns. And not because they weren't ready, but because the world wasn't. So let's talk about it. At the core, what we're talking about is identity integration. Because the moment you stop people pleasing, performing, and pretending to be who you were quote unquote trained to be, some folks will try to test that growth. And if you feel like your inner transformation is being challenged by external resistance, then this episode is going to call you out and call you up. But before we dive in, I want to introduce our episode sponsor, Head Game Wraps. And y'all, these aren't just any head wraps. They're a stylish, practical, and easy way to stay polished and presentable no matter what's going on underneath it. Head Game Wraps are made for women or men who are building, leading, and handling life. Whether it's a big moment, an off day, or anything in between, your Head Game Wrap ensures you look put together and styled, even when your schedule and your hair have other plans. They're crafted from high-quality stretch fabric with an elastic opening. They're perfect for styling locks or braids in a sleek ponytail, a high bun, or just letting them hang loose. with two sizes, you have a fitted for a sleek professional look, and long for that extra wrap appeal, Head Game Wraps help you look as intentional on the outside as the work you're doing within. Because in order to change anything about your life, you have to get your head in the game first. Grab yours today at headgamewraps.etsy.com. You can find the link in the show notes. Just scroll down and check it out after the episode. Okay, let's dig in. But first, we're going to define what we mean when we say aligned or in alignment, because we toss that word around far too often, and I'm so guilty of it. But what does it actually mean? Alignment means your thoughts, your words, your choices, and your energy are all moving in the same direction. It means your life is starting to match what you say you want. It's when your inner truth starts showing up in your outer world. But listen, alignment is not perfection. It's not about everything looking polished and pretty on the outside. It's about being honest enough to say, this is who I am. This is what I want, and I'm willing to live like it, even if it costs me comfort, approval, or control. That's alignment. And let me tell you, when you start living from that place, life hits much different. Your peace is deeper, your clarity is louder, and the people, opportunities, and decisions that don't fit, they start to fall away naturally. But here's the catch. Alignment doesn't come with a bubble of protection from your past. It doesn't mean your old coping mechanisms won't still feel tempting. It just means you've got the awareness to choose differently. But will you? You see, there's that moment when you finally feel it. I'm not who I used to be. You've done the inner work. You've healed the parts of you that needed to be seen. You've said the prayers. You've made the moves. You said no to the things you used to tolerate. You finally feel clear, connected, and called, right? But then, you walk back into your job, and that same coworker starts pushing your buttons again, talking sideways, throwing shade in meetings, testing your peace, you know, like they always do. Or you sit down at the dinner table with the people who only know the old you. Or how about catching up with friends who still want to vent, gossip, or keep you small? And suddenly, you're caught between your new truth and the pull of your old self again. Let's tell the truth about that tension. See, I remember the first time I said no to something I would have automatically said yes to. And yes, it was with family. I was the one that bailed people out of situations they were in. And oh my, the looks, the side eyes, the guilt trips. They weren't ready for this version of me. But honestly, neither was I. The old me would have folded, would have explained, would have likely backtracked. But I was finally tired of dealing with the fallout of whatever agreements they failed to uphold. I was tired of being on edge with whether they would pay or not. So if I couldn't give fully without it causing undue stress on me, then I refused to do it any longer. So the new me, she paused. She held her ground. She chose herself. And here's the truth. When you shift, people around you might not shift with you. They might still relate to who you were, not who you are now. And that can make you question if you're doing too much. But you're not. You're just no longer doing what no longer aligns with you. Some of you are being tested not because you're failing, but because you're finally passing. When you evolve, you threaten the systems around you that benefited from your silence, your self-doubt, and your smaller self. You force people to make a decision to either grow with you or try to pull you back. And most people will unconsciously try to pull you back. Why? because you stepping into your truth becomes a mirror they weren't ready to look into. And they're not always trying to be malicious. They're just used to you in a certain role. You know, they were used to you being the fixer, the peacemaker, the go-along to get-along girl, the dependable one, the quiet one, the girl who never said no, the one who never really followed through on anything, the one who overgave, overexplained, overfunctioned, and now you're setting boundaries. You're walking in purpose with a vision and faith, choosing alignment over approval. That's a threat. They don't know what to do with that girlfriend, so they'll say things like, oh, you changed. Why you doing all that? Who does she think she is? And if you're not truly rooted in your new identity, you'll start doubting the very freedom you just fought so hard for. But hear me and hear me well. You are not responsible for managing other people's discomfort with your growth. Let me tell you what I had to learn after my own shift. See, I remember right after I made the decision to stop playing small and finally walk in my purpose. It was like I had on brand new lenses or something. I said I was ready, and God said, all right, bet. But guess what? Everyone around me was still squinting at the old version of me. Some questioned the change. Others were concerned, kept sending me job opportunities like, girl, you better get back on this. Some got quiet. Some made slick comments like, oh, so you're one of those coaches now. Even I had moments where I thought, am I tripping? Should I just go back? But I knew, see, my soul's goal was louder than my fear. And that's when the real inner work started. Not in becoming, but in maintaining. I had to remind myself, I didn't come this far to stay comfortable. I came this far to become who I really am and do the work I truly want to do. This stage, where you've awakened, but the people around you still haven't woken up to themselves, is oh so sacred. But it's also dangerous, because it's where most women go back. And not because they're weak, but because the pull of the familiar is so, so strong. But let me tell you what I had to learn. Just because they remember the old you doesn't mean you owe them her. You're not here to keep playing a part. You're here to embody your purpose. And let's look at the psychology behind all of this. Like, why do people resist our growth? From a psychological standpoint, your growth disrupts the homeostasis of your relational systems. Homeostasis is a scientific principle that describes how systems strive for balance. Think of your body regulating its temperature. If you get too hot, you sweat to cool down, right? Too cold, you shiver to warm up. The goal is always balance. And relational systems like families, friend groups, or work teams, they function the same way. They settle into a pattern of behavior that feels stable, even if it's dysfunctional. That stability is the system's version of homeostasis. So when you change, it forces them to confront their own choices. Your boundaries highlight their lack of them. Your elevation exposes their stagnation. And according to social psychology, we naturally form identity roles within groups. The moment you break your role, others feel threatened. And not because you've done something wrong, but because now they have to decide whether to evolve to, or worse, resent your evolution. And even deeper, many of our loved ones have unknowingly used control as a form of connection. You doing what they expect? That feels like love. You doing what God told you? That feels like betrayal. Well, what are they actually trying to get? They just want familiarity. They want safety. They want the version of you that didn't challenge their comfort. See, control can look like concern, guilt tripping can look like guidance, and resistance can look like just being honest. But often, it's just fear. Fear of losing access, fear of what your growth says about their inaction, fear of losing control over the narrative they built around you. And from a biblical standpoint, Romans 12:2 says, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." Transformation doesn't just change you. It confronts everything that's been built around who you were. That's why Jesus was rejected in his own hometown. If they couldn't accept him for who he truly was because they were too familiar with his origin story, what makes you think your transformation will be embraced without resistance? They couldn't receive the divine version of him because they were attached to the familiar one. They were like, "Isn't that the carpenter's son? Like, who does he think he is?" They couldn't see the Savior because they were stuck on the son. And the reason this feels hard to you isn't because you're doing something wrong. Again, it's only because you're doing something new. And from a neuroscience perspective, your brain is literally trying to keep you safe. Familiar equals safe. Change, that equals threat. Our brains are wired for familiarity. So when you start breaking old patterns, especially patterns rooted in performance, approval, or emotional survival, everything in you wants to snap back. Every time you choose the new version of yourself, your subconscious is like, "Wait, this is too much, too fast, girlfriend, slow down." From a quantum physics lens, you've shifted timelines. You are no longer vibrating at the frequency you once did. And so the people who resonated with the old you, they literally can't feel you the same way anymore. And that's not shade, that's science. But here's what I need you to understand. You don't need to be the version of yourself that people remember. Your job is to stay faithful to the version of you that God is revealing. So yes, people might distance themselves. Some relationships might shift. You might feel lonely, but it's not abandonment. It's alignment. I've had a few relationships fall away. And not because there's no more love there, but simply because I was called to go inward and learn more about me. I was moving into alignment. And alignment always reveals what and who was only attached to your dysfunction. So what's the shift? You stop trying to be understood. You stop auditioning for approval. You stop making your evolution a negotiation. And instead, you get rooted. Rooted in your calling, rooted in your truth, rooted in the knowing that this version of you isn't temporary. It's the real you finally showing up, finally coming up to the surface. So you're not becoming, you're arriving. And what are some practical steps to stay in alignment when you feel pulled back? Here's what I want you to do this week. It's real simple and real soul aligned. Number one, name your truth. Write down the version of you you're choosing to be now. I am a bold, clear, spirit-led woman who honors her vision, her voice, and her value. Number two, identify your pullback points. Where are you most tempted to shrink and go back to your old patterns? Identify one environment, person, or habit that tests that growth. Is it around certain family members, at work when you want to speak up, when it's time to raise your prices, ask for more, or say no? Let awareness be your anchor here. Number three, make a pre-decision. Declare this: I am not shrinking to stay safe. I am expanding because I'm free. Decide now how you'll show up the next time your old life knocks, because you don't rise in the moment unless you've already chosen to. And lastly, get honest. Are you still making space for people who only celebrated the version of you that they could manage, mold, or control? Because the way you protect your truth, especially when it's challenged, is the way you take ownership of the life you say you want. Now, I'm not here to tell you that walking in your truth is easy. It really depends on how you look at it. If you believe it'll be hard, it will be hard. If you believe it'll be isolating, it'll be isolating. Triggering, it'll be triggering. So it's only up to you and how you choose to look at it. But let me tell you this, it's also holy. And it's absolutely necessary. Because unless you want to forfeit all of this now, die and come back to do it all over again, it's worth giving it a shot. Because the only way out is in. This is the price of freedom, the toll for purpose, the tax on being chosen. So the next time someone tries to gaslight you into guilt or pull you back into old patterns, remind yourself, I am not who I was. I love her. I thank her, but I do not serve her anymore. You didn't come this far to apologize for healing. You didn't come this far to downplay your power. And you sure didn't come this far to stay quiet just because your growth made the room uncomfortable. So the next time someone says, oh, I miss the old you, tell them she was cool, but she was not free. Now, before we wrap, I always want to leave you with something that can snap you out of the pattern and into your purpose immediately. Today, it's an affirmation. Because the words you speak have a direct impact on the life you live. So speak life over yourself every single day. Speak with intention and watch what happens. So say this with me. I trust who I've become. I honor this healed version of me. I protect her peace, her power, and her path. I am no longer available for roles that require me to forget who I am. I will not shrink her to fit old expectations. No matter who wants me to, she is not up for negotiation. Write it down, say it out loud, every day, and more importantly, live like it's already true. If this episode hit home and you're in that tug of war between the old and new you, let's talk. Book your Soul Goals Clarity Call now. It's not coaching, it's a breakthrough. We'll get clear on where you are, what's pulling you back, and how to walk forward in your power. And don't forget to grab your Head Game Wraps at headgamewraps.etsy.com. Remember, to change anything about your life, you have to get your head in the game first. And thank you for tuning in to Tell Your Truth, the space where we get honest, get clear, and start creating the life we were always meant to live. I hope today's episode sparked something in you. And not just a thought, but a truth you're ready to do something with. Because this work is not always easy, but it's so necessary. So keep questioning the beliefs that tell you to stay small, especially around people who only remember the old you. Then ask yourself, am I still shrinking just to keep certain relationships comfortable? And more importantly, what part of me is still afraid that if I grow, I won't be loved? If this episode moved you, share it with another woman who's ready to rise. Leave a review so more women can find our space and hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode. And next week, we're going there. Episode 8 is about breaking the cycle. Why you keep ending up in the same place? Because the truth is, growth alone doesn't break the pattern. You can heal, shift, evolve, but if you don't change the structure, if you don't change how you see yourself, if you don't get intentional about your choices, you'll recreate the same reality in a new outfit. We're talking about the loops, the default settings, and the invisible programming that keeps pulling you back so you can interrupt it and finally create something different. Until then, own your truth, claim your power, live your freedom. See you on the next episode.